I just want to start by just giving me a bit of information about yourself, your background, where you've been travelling, when you started travelling.
My name is Gábor Csonka. I was born in 1971, so I'm 40 years old. But since my childhood, I was travelling, first with my parents, later, of course, independently myself. So the reason why you found me is I travelled already 125 countries and I travelled permanently 8 years. And I will continue one more year probably. So that is the reason. So it became my lifestyle to travel. And there is also a kind of philosophical background why I traveling. Many people think that it's just escaping from the society or just traveling for fun. But something I want to return also to the society, to our society. And one way to do this, I do slideshow, I do photography and I do slideshows. I share my view, experience, my opinion about different cultures. And also I invited for many radio stations, so I explain also in the public what I think about the world, what I learned from them and what I can teach them. And also I know I build my website, it's very new, like 3 weeks old. So I'm still learning how to do it. But basically traveling is a way of life. It can became a way of life if you start early. Because the long term traveling is different style than just go for holiday for 3 weeks. Because probably longer travel needs more money, but you can do it with low budget if you give up your comfort. But if you give up your comfort, you will face a lot of confrontation with the society where you travel to, because they expect you to pay a lot of money like the usual tourist. Just go to Southeast Asia or South America or Africa. Definitely you will experience this. So it's also this kind of confrontations, they teach you a lot about yourself, not just about the society you visit, but about yourself, how you handle this situation. So sometimes I say that I'm very good in conflict resolution, because this kind of traveling, especially with hitchhiking, where you usually they expect you to pay money, you always have to explain that what is your aim, why you travel. And finally it can develop into a good relationship with the driver or so. But you have to go through these difficulties, and so it's not a way of travel as some through some travel agency they do, you know, like they pay and they expect something. I don't pay, but I don't expect anything, you know. I just flow with the things what happened with me. And this lifestyle is not easy, this kind of vagabond lifestyle. So
you started traveling with your parents. Were they sort of nomadic, or was that just through like
no
holidays,
just,
or?
It was a kind of they didn't see me for 8 years really, so I offered them that I can take you around Europe and show you a bit Europe. And of course we stayed with some hotels, sometimes with coach surfers, so it was also an interesting experience. But they are old enough not to adopt to every environment. So they had their own way of living, their own schedule. So when you, for example, coach surfing, because that is the reason probably your research, one of the reason, you have to somehow adopt to the environment where you are. And older people or people who has no time, they will not do this. So I don't know, should I speak about coach surfing or not, but you can. It's not, if it is not a reason, we don't speak.
So what started the 8 years? Was there like a chain of events where you decided to
it
go?
It was just 1 year travel, actually. I started, I just bought a one-way ticket to Australia and I stuck there and worked a bit. And after I had enough money to travel, so, and after I repeated the same, like working 3 months in different countries, different continents, and keep going. So this is, it's very easy to be addicted by traveling, actually. It's very difficult lifestyle, because you missing a lot of comfort, you know, from your everyday life. But when you travel longer than like 3-4 months, you realize you don't need so many things in your life. Just we develop that kind of attachments that, oh, we need this, we need more belongings. But it doesn't develop your happiness. Your happiness is more about your human relationship, you know, like how is the people around you. And the way as I travel, for example, hitchhiking, I told you, is also a lot of confrontation, but also a lot of good meeting with people, you know, like you find people who have the same mind, or you find very pure-hearted people in the society. Mm-hmm. So you see that there is hope in this planet. Not so much, but there is some for the future of the humanity.
Mm. So you originally intended to go for a year. Did you think you would come back to Hungary and
probably
and settle? And
I was thinking about, because I am quite international, for me it doesn't matter where I live for a short time.
Mm.
But if you look deeply, you know, I have a mother tongue, and when I think my child will study in, for example, in Korean or Japanese or Chinese, it's fun, but still I want to share many things from myself and my roots somehow in Hungary. So, or at least Europe, you know, because in Europe more or less within few hours you can reach your home. So in long term I think I will live in Hungary. There is some city, I'm city man actually, I'm very much attached to the cultural events and cultural life. So I can imagine my life maybe in Barcelona or even Netherlands, Denmark, Copenhagen, and maybe London, but or maybe Berlin, but this is the
town. So you have a lot of attachments to all these different places then?
I wouldn't say, because I've been to Berlin like 15 years ago, I've been to Barcelona maybe 2 times in my life, 11 years ago and 18 years ago, so I'm not going there frequently. Just I had a good impression that the cultural life is good, the climate is more or less good, so I can imagine my life there.
Yeah.
I love very much Southeast Asia, so if you ask me where would I stay for shorter time, like few years to work, I would say first Southeast Asia, because I love the attitude of the people, their culture, and generally almost everything except that traffic jam, but you know, like third world countries is everywhere like that. But usually more and more, how to say, the people makes the place, not the architecture. And so I don't really attach in this way to Europe, but I attach culturally, like the art life and theater and so on. It's more alive in Europe.
Okay, so in those 8 years, you mentioned you did sort of 3 month stints of work. Was that mainly for financial constraints that you needed to make money, or was that because you needed to stop and take stock of what you were doing within your travels?
I work, I told you, 2-3 months.
Yeah.
And this time is enough to generate enough money to hitchhike through the world. Basically, you need money for food, for visas, and for airplane ticket if you fly through the continent. Within the continent, you can hitchhike through. So in this way, you should not spend more than $300-$400 per month. It depends on the country, of course. But generally, $400 is gives you a decent life.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable, because many times you ending up in a forest or somewhere in the bush. But still, you enjoy it, and you find nice people around you who help you and get in contact with. Sometimes they invite you to teach in the school. It's not for money, but, you know, like help to the community. And so you can, when you start longer journey, you decide to do career or just jump into the nowhere and see what the life brings. And it's very interesting, because I just got back one of my books. Probably you know them from Poland, this King of Free Spirit. Do you know her?
No.
Anyway, she was also early coach surfer, hitchhiker, and she traveled also 5 years around the world.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book. And,
oh, cool.
And if you read, you get many inspiration about traveling.
Yeah.
Actually, I plan to do the same, like writing a book about my 8 years travel, about my journey. And
oh, cool.
Also, the title is Led by Destiny.
Yeah.
So they just bought a one-way ticket, I don't know, to America or somewhere, or to Australia.
Yeah.
And they will keep going for 5 years.
Wow.
Well, actually, with her you cannot speak, because she died in Africa with malaria.
Wow.
But still, she before she died, she wrote this book. So.
Yeah. So did you have an idea when you were starting traveling that you would always return to Hungary, or was it just very fluid, you didn't know?
There was not really planned. About the political things in Hungary, I don't agree with the distribution system, you know, like the political systems and so. So I didn't feel that I have to contribute anything in this country. So in this way, it was a kind of escaping. But also there was the adventure part of myself, you know, like I always wanted to travel, and I finished my university, so I had more time, so why not to do this? I told you that there is two ways. Start your career and you will be in the samsara, like wake up, working, go to sleep,
yeah,
wake up,
cycle.
And do this. And I decided to do another circle, you know, like the traveling circle. It's the same samsara, the same circles, but somehow gives you more chance to discover yourself and the world, to get answers for your questions. Because during the traveling, many things come together. So you have certain knowledge, but the real knowledge is another level, you know, when you start to understand. I had the same with Buddhism and meditation, you know, like I studied philosophy, so I know many philosophical things, but when you sit down and do meditation, you start to understand really the things. So the same, the traveling brings you a lot of understanding.
Yeah, okay. So you're getting, your plan now is to travel for another year and then to stop?
It will be not so intense travel. I do some travels, but I try to write my book.
Yeah.
So I will sit down in India probably for a few months and edit my book. Can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
Is it not too much annoying, the too many children?
No, that'd be okay. It's usually quite good with the sound. It's usually...
Yeah, because usually it's really quiet, but because probably they close that
Yeah,
park,
they're all in here.
They bring the children here and...
it's not too bad.
Thinking, or we can go inside.
We could just go over there. Yeah, we can go inside, that's fine.
No, I just... Okay, let's go. Oh, probably they will leave within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we have only 1 hour. But if you want, I can talk shorter, so I don't have to talk so much as you wish.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, it depends on you, because I can talk hours. It maybe doesn't.
That's cool. Yeah, bro.
You can. You can listen to me. Okay. No, just a nice book, because you know they. This is the way they travel.
Wow, that's really cool.
Africa was missing, so she started her journey alone and she got malaria here and she died here.
Oh,
so
gosh.
She was unlucky or not so much attentive. And there's some inspiration. They write some short wisdom with their pictures. So I like also this part. And they just were traveling, trying to find job.
Yeah.
And they got job, they stayed.
Yeah.
I told you, you need some break
when
you travel long. So they did it with job as well. So I did the same.
So when you stop, you just said that you need to stop when you travel for so long. What benefit do you get from that? Why is that so?
Why do I stop?
Yeah.
That is the question. I get burned out or I get tired or after a while you cannot absorb so intensely and so enthusiastically as you did before. So when you eat too many chocolate, afterwards you don't need so much chocolate. You can reach the moment when you really don't like the chocolate.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to reach that point.
Yeah.
So I just started to calm down and started to look some job what fit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back to Hungary, the next day I already had a job interview and I was accepted and I started to guide tourists. So in this way I was, let's say, lucky.
Yeah.
But also it's not just a question of lucky, but I have another 20-40 years behind me. I developed such a experience which I can sell it as myself, you know, everyone on the job market, you sell yourself. So I sold in this way and if they need, I will work, if not, I will not.
So did you, when you needed to stop and refresh, did you always come back to Hungary or did you just stop where you were?
Oh, of course I come back to Hungary. I mean, it was not a question for me. It is the place where I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
You asking about roots and connections.
Mm-hmm.
So I have very good human network in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I'm responsible for all people,
mm-hmm.
I mean for Hungarians. Although many things I don't like in them. But still I think it's a good mixture of people here.
Mm.
If you get to know them better, you understand the depth of the Hungarians. Some of my American friends told that Hungarians are melancholic, or some people say more politely they are very philosophical, and it's true. If you travel in East Europe, it's much more profound than West European culture.
Yeah, that's okay.
Gábor mondta.